What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It with the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce, the incomparable Emily Bivens. And Emily, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for taking time. Always appreciate chatting chamber. And we do have a lot of things that have been going on, a lot of things being planned in the works. And we like to kind of go over what's coming up and what's happened with the chamber. First off, we know that it snowed. We know that it blizzarded and did its whole thing. And that's kind of moved this internship workshop that we had been talking about, right?
Yep. We decided to postpone that due to the weather. So the new date for that is May 12th. Everything else is still the same. It's still up at Harold Newman Arena from 11 to 1. Lunch will be served. We do ask that you RSVP. Those who are already RSVP'd, if you could again, that would be great so I can get a count for lunch. But yeah, you can just come and learn more about how to better your already existing internship workshop or how to create one and bring those interns into your business that will hopefully become future long-lasting employees, sure. Right? So we'll have our local experts there, and it's more of a roundtable discussion type of setup this time, not a really a formal presentation. So if you have specific questions for these local experts, this is a great time to come and visit with them and network with them. And it's really laid back and you can just sit and discuss with them over some lunch.
Yeah. And like Emily said, again, if you RSVP'd to the other one, it has been postponed and you're asked to please RSVP again. Yes. May 12th, that'll be coming up. And then I think that's 11 to 1, right, Emily?
Correct. Yep. Okay.
At Harold Newman Arena. More information on the chamber website. Let's talk about business of the month, Emily. I'm excited. We had a great choice here in April and you guys recently did that presentation, right?
Yeah. Our business of the month for April was Two Rivers Activity Center, part of the Jamestown Parks and Rec. And I think everybody knows what a great facility that is up there, but part of what makes it so great are the people and their staff up there. So congratulations to them and thank you to them for all the great service that they provide to our community and continue to provide. And it's just a great facility and they make it so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll always add, if you have had a great customer service experience or business experience, you're always welcome to submit nominations, right, Emily?
Yes, we have those nomination forms available on our website, jamestownchamber.com, at the bottom of the homepage. Or if you aren't able to access that, you can call us and we can help you fill one of those out over the phone as well.
Perfect. Emily Bivens, Chamber of Commerce Executive Director here on Let's Talk About It, talking all things chamber as we do. Emily, we want to put something here on the radar. The Ag Energy Committee is constantly going and they're already looking forward to warmer weather and a great event coming up here in June, right?
Yes, just a save the date out there for June 7th, our Ag and Energy Committee is organizing a bus tour up to Carrington to Cows and Co. Creamery. So you'll tour the dairy and the creamery, and there is a cost to it. It's $30 per person, and it's limited to the first 45 people. So we'll have registration available here later this week on the Chamber website. So stay tuned for more details on that. But it'll be a fun afternoon. It's just, I believe we'll be leaving around noon from the Civic Center and come back around 4.
And again, this is preliminary. We want to get it on the radar, you know, yep. Keep it that in mind. We'll be seeing more details on that coming out again, that bus tour to the Cows and Co. Creamery in the central city of Carrington coming up on June 7th. And Emily, we're getting close to the deadline for these scholarships that you've teamed up with other businesses in our community, right?
Yes. The past presidents of the Chamber Board always offer these scholarships and they team up with the University of Jamestown and Jamestown Regional Medical Center to offer two $1,000 scholarships. One is a general educational scholarship and the other one is for an individual interested in the medical field partnership with JRMC. So the deadline to apply for those scholarships is May 1st and the scholarship application is available on the UJ website, uj.edu. You do need to be a student that will be attending University of Jamestown. The scholarship is for the University of Jamestown, but thank you to JRMC and UJ for partnering with the chamber on that. And thank you to our ambassadors who they are the ones who sold raffle tickets during our annual banquet and raised the funds to provide those scholarships. So if you're an incoming UJ student and looking for some extra cash, which I bet you are, all college students are, please apply for that scholarship. And that'll be selected later on in May.
Perfect. So lots of details with the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, but that information is always available. Emily, if they have questions about anything we talked about, we'd encourage them to go to multiple different places to get that information.
Yes, of course, our website, like I mentioned, jamestownchamber.com. You can always email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. You can call us, 701-252-4830, or you can stop down and see us. We're located at 120 2nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. We are co-located with the Jamestown Motor Vehicle Department. You do need an appointment to go to the Motor Vehicle Department, but you do not need an appointment at the Chamber. To make an appointment with Motor Vehicle, you can call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov.
All right. Lots of information as always, but we encourage you to get more. And of course, catch Emily here on Let's Talk About It. And Emily, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.